Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Kubota, Northeast Electrical, and Town Fair Tire.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Brigham Gill, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
And now,
tackle made, that's the ball game. Box win. We beat the Cowboys 31-29. Fire the cannons.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is The Greg Hill Show. The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't this going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
We don't want him back.
So you'd rather have Mac Jones than Tom Brady this year?
Yeah, yep, I would.
No, I'm not asking Ken, because you're deranged.
We don't want the guy harumphing around left and right if a receiver drops a ball.
Could you please say that out loud? I want Mac Jones over Tom Brady.
The guy brings his miserable mojo back here. It's like a dark cloud. We don't want it.
There's a lot of miserable, a lot of misery in that studio.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
The Waze took me on the scenic route, had me in the backwoods, man.
Uh-huh.
I was like, whoa.
That's up there, Bridgeton.
I kept rolling because I felt like if I broke down, that was it. You won't go see Wiggy again.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
His junior, senior season at Michigan was like tough.
Atrocious.
A great story. His story is probably the best one on the team right now. Looking at jobs on LinkedIn before getting this role, I mean, that's incredible.
You know who's looking at jobs on LinkedIn?
Oh, here we go.
Right
Cam
now.
Newton.
And behind the glass,
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
He has three more years of shots to take at the loyal fans who are with him for 19 years, Curtis.
You are a pathetic human being.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI. Not you either. Wiggy and the woman.
Well, welcome to Wiggy and the Woman with Greg Curtis. I think it is kind of catchy.
That could be a podcast.
Mm-hmm. It could be a podcast.
I'd like to declare that I will never be able to watch another Tampa Bay Buccaneers regular season game, Curtis. I will watch come playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
But if Tom Brady is going to be engineering game-winning drives with 2 minutes left all season long, Wiggy, I'm not going to be able to take it.
Shaking his head at the sideline.
I cannot take it all season long.
You know what I was thinking last night? Man, I wish the Bucs had Mac Jones.
You know what I was thinking?
What
I was
a dumb take. Of all the dumb shows I've ever heard in Boston sports radio, the discussion yesterday may be the dumbest.
Well, you can blame Ken for that. That was Ken's lead.
It was not Mac Jones. Mac and the free agents.
I was like, man, I wish they had a wide receiver like Antonio Brown.
AB. Oh, what a game for AB.
Wow.
We have 118 yards.
It's like the guy never had a pass.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Everybody loves AB now.
I will say that NBC kind of did like this bizarre rehabilitation show on AB. They never even mentioned why he was released from other teams or what the issues were. They were like, look at his million-dollar smile.
Yeah.
Well, he does have a million-dollar smile.
Good thing for Wiggy is he's able to shift all of his Cam Newton love right over to Antonio Brown. Right. So he's got somebody he could root for all year.
And that Gronk boy, wow.
Yeah, he's back.
Time it did him well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Do you think that Pats fans are more upset about Gronk than Brady? If you actually think about it, because I was so shocked when Brady went to Tampa, but I was even more shocked that Gronk re-signed to go back.
I think there may be some lingering anger at Gronk.
After last night, too. He looks great.
Yeah, I don't know.
He retired, and we're all like, oh, you know, we feel bad for him physically. He's crying, you know, and then he comes
Perry
out.
Entelman was everywhere.
Yeah, he comes out of retirement. As soon as Brady lands in Tampa Bay, he's like, chuck the deuces. That'd be like Edelman going there next year and balling out.
Yeah.
Well, how does that feel?
That feels pretty good.
Yeah.
If you could go a little lower. Hey, at least they got that championship sign up. Mm. So, ready to go. Ready to go down there.
My God.
Ready
really
to go down there.
Brought out all the big hitters
as
for that
we
one.
Turn our attention to the northeast and the southwest corners of the stadium for the unveiling of our brand new Super Bowl championship signs. Go Bucks!
All right. Well, it is around here. It's a Patriots Friday. It is still a Patriots Friday. That is still our football team. And we will talk with Devin McCourty in about half an hour at 6:30. Before that, we will get to today's leads. And then the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30 on this morning show. If you want to be on at any point, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And if there is some reason why you cannot listen to this program on the radio at some point today or this radio station at any moment, you can stream it at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you can download in a moment or two, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are. And here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeep Freedom Days sales event going on right now. Well, Brady and the Bucks survived the home opener. That's how I'd describe it. 31-29, they got by. Leading 28-26, 5 minutes to go. Chris Godwin fumbles inside the five. Dallas goes down. Go-ahead field goal with a 1:29 left. Too much time, I guess. But then the controversial non-offensive pass interference call, Greg. If that's Mac Jones, they call an OPI on that. That is a Brady favor call right there.
Godwin he's got the franchise tag, right?
He didn't get a deal done.
Okay. He's got to have a good season.
He's on my fantasy team.
Oh, yeah. Really? Did you pick him last?
No, I did not pick him last. Ridiculous.
By the way, Curtis, I think you're supposed to seek medical help if that erection has lasted over 12 hours. What time did that game end last night?
Can I need a separate studio?
Okay. Also, if you're a Cowboys fan, you got to be pretty pumped about Dak.
Yeah,
you feel good about that.
Yeah, especially.
Game,
by the way, if the Cowboys have a functioning human as a head coach, they win that game. Mike McCarthy is a absolute moron. Why at the inside the 10, you're playing Tom Brady. Yeah. He's going up and down the field and you're kicking field goals.
21-yard field goal. Incredible.
Awful.
Coco's right, though. Dak Prescott, 42 of 58, 403 yards. Pretty good. But Brady, 49th career game-winning drive, third most since the merger, and here was the final call on Westwood One. You heard it right here on EEI.
Suck up from 36, ball put down in the grass, right-footed kick is up, and it's caught! 2 seconds to go! The Buccaneers have taken the lead!
Kevin Harlan is good. He is real good. Gronk is good, too. 8 catches, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Right.
He and Brady have 100 connections for scores, 14 shy of Peyton and Marvin for most all-time.
And Brady really should have had zero interceptions in that game. I know he ended up with two, but neither one of those were his fault.
No doubt.
And Tom Brady on pace for 68 touchdown passes.
He is.
Stop.
Although,
can we talk about the Red Sox?
Yes, let's do that.
Please. I can't anymore on Tom Brady or Champa Bay. I can't.
By the way, that's going to be the most watched regular season opener in NFL history.
Okay. Huge.
Tampa's Achilles heel, though, showing up early.
Defense.
Yep. Starting corner, Sean Murphy bunting out, elbow injury. The depth is lacking. They put all this money into the top 22, Wiggy.
Yeah.
That depth's going to come back and bite them.
They're going to have to score points on their secondary.
Yep.
Only they have a quarterback that can score points.
Yeah, they got that.
Wiggy will be here Sunday morning, NFL Sunday, 9 a.m.
Yes.
You, along with Gresh, Keith, Foyer.
Award-winning.
Getting
Foyer's
ready for
always breaking scoops, too, during this time of the year.
4:25 kickoff. Injury concerns for New England. Jalen Mills and Nelson Agholor not practicing yesterday. Mm. That is interesting. That's not a good sign.
No, that ain't good.
Not a good sign. We'll see. Speaking of Foyer, he and Lou Maloney making some big news with the Hunter Renfrow stuff, Greg. What did you think of this?
I haven't heard it.
Okay. So Renfrow comes on, and they're just talking about all the COVID issues they've had. And here's Renfrow talking about what MLB told them to do in his words.
You know, it's a tough time for us right now. You know, we've gone through a lot of stuff with COVID, and I think one of the things, like, MLB's basically told us stop testing and just treat the symptoms. But we're like, no, we're gonna figure out what's going on and keep, you know, then try to keep this thing under control.
MLB asked you to stop testing?
Yes.
And just sort of try to play on, move on, and don't worry about it?
Yeah.
So,
well, big OSHA fine coming the way of the NFL from our president, Ken. 14,000. Fine him immediately.
Keep this to sports.
You know, Foyer and Maloney were probably looking at each other like,
yeah,
this
scoop.
Is good.
Oh, Lou's faces. Somebody took a screenshot of Lou's face when he said that. It was like Curtis last night.
They're smart. Well, that was your lead the other day. That's what you want, is you want them to stop testing.
Especially vaccinated players. Why are you testing vaccinated players? Me and Bruce Arians are on the same page for once.
Well, statements coming out all over the place. MLB saying Renfrow is, quote, completely wrong and inaccurate, end quote. And the Red Sox saying, quote, we have been following MLB's COVID protocols all season long, end quote. Sox opened a series against the White Sox tonight.
So he's lying? I mean,
I don't know.
What would he gain from that? Nothing.
No, nothing.
Right. Why would he make that one up?
8:10, your first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network in Chi-Town. Tanner Houck on the mound, guaranteed right field. Toronto completed a four-game sweep of the Yankees in the Bronx. First time New York was swept there at home since 2003 in a four-game series. And Toronto now, half game back. New York has lost 10 of 12 after winning 13 in a row. Bizarre wildcard chase in MLB. That's what's trending. The lead's coming up in Devin McCourty at 6:30.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
flummoxed. I am flummoxed. But who is that?
That's a Danielle Murr request. Not really. Not really. She wanted Seven Dust. I wouldn't play it.
Danielle, by the way, wants to call the program this morning at 8:30. I don't know what about, but she wants to call the program this morning. So is that all right?
That's fine. That's great.
Let's talk Brady.
Maybe she wants to talk about Tom Brady like everybody else.
But that is German thrash metal band Accept with their 84 hit Balls to the Wall, Greg. I know you were a huge fan when that came out.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Good song.
But I don't remember it. Today's leads.
If you do. Which is why we play it here on the Greg Hill Show.
Today's leads brought to you by Subaru. Welcome to Adventure Elevated in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Forget about Brady. It's all about the Patriots and the Dolphins this Sunday. This is a huge game. But looking at the whole season, Greg, question for you, which has flummoxed me. Who is going to be the star of the Patriots offense this year? When the season is done and you look back on it, it's going to be the blank offense that we watched. It's hard to pick. I think they're going to be okay. I don't think it's going to be the Mac Jones offense.
Nope.
I mean, I think he'll be a distributor. He'll be more of a, they'll take it easy on him. He's not going to throw for 40 times a game like you see Brady last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, it's going to be Jonnu Smith that emerges of all the weapons they have to be the top target for Mac. I think teams are going to really sell out to stop the run with this team because they know they're going to try that. And he's the one guy that's reliable over the middle. Hunter Henry can't stay healthy. The receivers, I don't know. They've all got like 60 to 70 catch capability. But that may be the key to the whole thing is Jonnu Smith, not Hunter Henry, at tight end.
I like that one, Ken. I like that one.
All right, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
No, Greg. Great morning. Hi, Boston. How are you? Hope you enjoyed the game last night. And of all the great things that Tom Brady has provided for me in my life, the fact that since 2014, every year has begun with people thinking he's done, only to see him go out on the field and just turn America on its side.
Oh, man.
And it is just so great. I mean, watching Twitter last night, it is a cesspool 99% of the time, but man, did I love seeing the butthurt Pats fans saying, how many commercials is he in? What a pathetic banner raising. You know what's pathetic? Cam Newton. That was pathetic. Tom Brady, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for being born, and I thank Jesus Christ that I was alive during your era in the NFL.
Wow.
A little help from the NFL and the officials with a no call, but yes.
Goodell's
right.
Always doing Brady favors.
Is that going to happen all season, Ken?
You can pretty much.
At least we don't have to hear it on Monday. Mm-hmm. Let's get it on a Friday instead of a Monday.
Right. All right, Curtis. Can't say much bad about Tom Brady today.
But I don't know who would think the guy would have a bad year after the way he played last year.
He's 44.
Well, he has to eventually.
But he hasn't physically when you watch him play. I know you say he's 44, but the way he plays the game, he's not like this guy that you go, okay, it's about his physical tools. So based off of what you saw last year, it's about his decision-making. And he kind of saw that last night. At times, he gets a little goofy when he almost got sacked and he just throws the ball up there. But it's about decision-making with him. And based off the talent that they have, you knew he was going to have another good year.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hand up for me this morning. I should have started playing fantasy football years ago.
Oh, wow.
For the beginning of last night's game, I was out to dinner, and there was no better feeling than getting a notification on your phone that something's going your way. And when I tell you I crushed last night, last night.
Bang.
Tom Brady and Chris Godwin, both on my team.
Oh, wow.
Still projected to lose the weekend, but regardless, it is a high that I will carry all day.
Really?
And I am so excited for Sunday to get that feeling again.
Didn't realize you were so easy to please.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was giddy.
That's like you celebrate in the first 2 miles of the marathon.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It's simple things for Courtney.
Yeah. Right. I'm a simple girl.
Santo must love that.
Yeah. How did Santo's team do?
I don't know.
Did he have anybody playing last night?
No. Yeah, he did have some people playing last night, but there was no mention, so must not have been good.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Wiggy?
All right, so today is Friday.
All right, Greg, your turn.
Isn't it Funky Friday?
It is Funky Friday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hold on to that one last little hope of what Cam has to say. But it is official now because of that. After last night, the NFL regular season is here. And I am a Pats fan, so it's now about being on the Mac Jones train as we ride this thing into the season and the expectations I have for him as a player. I'm still kind of like, I don't know. I will keep my eyes on it, but I am on the Mac train. I am moved on reluctantly from Cam Newton. I will enjoy his Funky Friday, his last one, but it's now time to look at Mac Jones and critique and hopefully, you know, root on every move he makes in every single game because he's playing well, or criticize him for what he's not doing well moving forward, because football is back. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this past season for so long, especially after last year. It's tough to not make the postseason. So, Mac Jones, you got Wiggy on your train. Make me proud, young pup.
And Wiggy's on record from yesterday with what as the score on Sunday for the Patriots?
I'm going to say Patriots 24, Dolphins 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good news this morning. We learned yesterday, Ken, that President Biden has figured out how to end the pandemic, which is coming up on its. Is it possible that we're only months away from
2 years?
The 2 year anniversary of the start of this global pandemic?
Yep.
So yesterday, the president announced that he had figured out how to finally end it, and that is by doubling the fines against those who refuse to wear a mask on an airplane. This is big news. We're going to double the fines of those who are not wearing a mask on an aeroplane. Here is the president yesterday.
Today, tonight, I'm announcing that the Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, will double the fines on travelers that refuse to mask. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect. The anger you see on television toward flight attendants and others doing their job is wrong. It's ugly.
Okay. Mm. Well, that'll fix it, Wiggy.
Thank God you fly private.
Double the fines for those who are refusing to wear a mask on an airplane.
This pandemic has just taught us the madness that we are as Americans. And the madness, I hate to say it, it comes from the mask people, the vax people. You know, you see, like, the president is saying, respect others. But what if somebody is not really comfortable getting vaccinated or wanting to wear a mask because of whatever? Why can't you respect what they want?
No, wear your damn mask. No. How about that?
No. I am, Cam. I wear mine. I'm vaccinated.
You did Sorry. Say I think, did
what?
You dump out of that?
Yeah, dump out of that.
But look, oh, my God.
That was incredible.
It's, you know what? It was kind of like your lead, and then it was the thing that the hero Hunter said, like, what kind of world are we living in? Courtney was kind of upset the other day. Why is it that if you don't want to wear your mask, if you don't want to get vaccinated, why is it that people must say you are an absolute moron?
It's a great question, Wiggy.
I can't
You're
take this.
You're asking a great question.
I can't take it no more. Why? I done gave up.
One side is not allowed to make a decision for themselves about their own health. They're called ignoramuses.
In the viral videos you've seen aboard airlines where the people that are not wearing masks, do you think those people would change their mind if they knew the fine would double?
No.
They're insane. They have like a duct tape them to the seat. You think they care that they're getting fined double?
I didn't realize that the entire continued spread of the COVID virus was because people were taking their masks off on an airplane. Excuse
Madness.
Me. Sorry. You're allowed to take it off on an airplane for an hour or two if you're drinking a water or juice.
Yeah.
But I guess the issue with the COVID spreading is those who are taking it off that aren't drinking or eating on the plane.
It's madness,
is that what the issue is?
It's madness. I almost said it's madness.
I almost said, and then you said the word.
I know, but Curtis,
that is an all-time bleep in EEI history.
Curtis, because it's so, because I see, I'm, you know, you watch a lot of news.
Coming up at 9, the top 10 bleeps in WEEI history.
What is this? I almost said you see a lot of kids going back to school, and you got now parents are like, you know, if the kid doesn't, the parent don't want the kid to wear a mask, then isn't that parent's right to do that? You know what I mean? I don't get the world that we're living in now. If the parent of the kid who doesn't want to wear a mask, then they want to burn that person at the stake.
The president, by the way, seems angrier at those who are not wearing a mask on an airplane than he is at the Taliban.
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible?
It is.
This edict actually came from the Taliban.
It's madness. Possible.
And we haven't even got into the fact that this government believes that they can tell your business what you have to do when it comes to your employees and whether or not they have to be vaccinated and you can fire them.
Coming up in the news at 7:45.
Yeah, we may get to it before the news.
Ken,
you want to take a break before Devin?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay. It is a Patriots Friday, and Devin McCourty will join us next.
This is Patriots Friday
on WEEI. Coming up next,
Devin McCourty joins the show as the guys get you set for Patriots and Dolphins.
Patriots Friday continues after this on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Turn it up.
Okay.
Yo, check this.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for this ice. Too sexy for that jack. Yeah, yeah. Too sexy for this chain. Too sexy for your game. Too sexy for this fame.
Devin McCourty is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Just visit Zooty.com for details. Devin also brought to us this week by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And it is a Patriots Friday. And Devin McCourty joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin.
Hey, man, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Did you get a chance to watch the game last night?
I got to watch some of it, not most of the game, no.
I mean, I don't understand how Tom Brady keeps getting those no calls. Can you? What is going on with this NFL? It happens all the time.
They don't call offensive pass interference in this league. I saw that on Twitter this morning.
They don't.
And they, yes, yes.
It's good to be an offensive player today.
Well, I'm sure that you're ready for Sunday. You're ready for it to get here. I think we asked you this maybe a couple weeks ago, but anything with one less preseason game, do you feel like that's affected the way that you guys have prepared? Is anything different this heading into this week one for you guys?
No, I mean, I would say the preparation's been, you know, very similar. I think it was obviously different. Usually we had that game at the end of the week, that last week, Thursday, usually where, like, you prepared for it. You talked about the game, you talked about the opponent, where this year, like, you just didn't have that. So we continue to work on ourselves, doing things that, you know, I think we still did, you know, the previous years, but you just take out the opponent, that preparation, it changes things a little bit. But as far as preparing for week one, I would say it's still been pretty similar.
Devin, when you talk about the pass interference and some of these new rules that they have, and they threw a couple penalty flags last night for the taunting, what are some of the things that you have to change now? It seems like every year as a player, the longer you're in this league, what are some of the things you have to change from a defender's standpoint when you're covering receivers?
Yeah, I think, you know, too, like we always talk about, you know, playing the game as a kind of the way it's being officiated, not every week coming in thinking that you can play a certain way, but like within the game of kind of understanding, you know, whether we're on defense or the other teams on defense, of like, hey, man, they're calling it tight when it comes to legal contact, or they're calling a lot of holding calls. I know in the secondary, that's something we think about on a regular, you know, kind of as the game's going along, like, hey, let's pay attention to how they're officiating it. Because, you know, each week is kind of different, and you just hope that within that game, the officiating is pretty consistent. And I think then you can adjust how you're playing. But I think this league calls for the defense each week to kind of pay attention to those things and then go about it, you know, as it's being officiated. You can't come in with a mentality every week that you're going to play a certain style because you don't know how it's going to be wrapped, and you have to change to that.
Devin, you don't just face the Dolphins in week one, but you face your twin, Jason. What's the family dynamic like leading up to a game like this?
It's fun, man. We haven't experienced this in a couple years now. You know, we've played each other twice in 2012 and then 2015. And then, you know, it's been a huge gap in between because we were on the same team. So, it'll be a lot of fun, man. Family will come up this weekend. They'll cheer him on, I guess, in silence probably during the game. But at my house, it'll be all Patriots gear, and everybody will be ready rooting for the Patriots. And I told them whatever they choose to do in Miami when we go down there, that's up to them. But week one, we got all Patriots fans.
Do you guys speak every day leading up to the game?
A little bit. We don't talk as much as we usually do. Like now, we talk, it'll be about the kids or about like someone coming to the game. We don't have like our normal conversation where we just kind of catch up and talk about what's going on, even in football. Like we kind of leave that out of it this week.
Since I've been told that it is a funky Friday around these parts, are you surprised that Cam Newton has not landed somewhere yet, Devin?
I think in this league, there's a lot of really good free agents that, you know, as we get older, teams don't always like to pull the plug. You talk about how long it took Le'Veon Bell to sign, and I know Cam's still out there, guys like Adrian Peterson, guys that have still shown that they can be effective and, you know, can go out there and produce. You know, sometimes it takes time, but I think obviously for him, the spot he gets in, he'll be ready to go. The guy's a true professional. We saw that every day he was in this building. But, you know, this league sometimes is waiting for the right opportunity to go out there and play. I think, you know, I'm sure that's somewhat of what he's doing to get a good opportunity to go out there and show what he can still do.
Devin, we talked about this before. The having a guy like Stephon Gilmore out there allows you to kind of roam free a little bit when you're playing man-to-man coverage. You won't have him for the first 6 weeks of the season. What does that do to you guys defensively, and especially you knowing that, all right, maybe you don't have that type of caliber player, so you might have to help a little bit more? What is your mindset going into the season knowing that you don't have a player like Gilmore, and how does everybody else have to kind of pick up the slack?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I think you have a guy that kind of ability that's, you know, really rare to have and a guy that's out there. I think it changes game plan, how you play, and I think that's what it ultimately comes down to. Like, once you get out there on the field, whatever we worked on throughout the week is going to be what it is. But, like, going into that week and how we do things, I think changes a little bit just because you don't have a one guy that you can step in and be like, all right, you beat Gilmore for this week. Like, you don't have that. If you did, you know, he wouldn't be Stephon Gilmore. So I think for us defensively, especially in the secondary, it's all just playing together, playing football and understanding where everybody's at, understanding where your help is, where we need to be within the defense or whatever it's called, and then playing good football to that, not worrying about Gilly not being out there, not worrying about what, you know, we might have done if he was there. Like, we have to throw all of that out and just go out there and play and execute the game plan. I think that's what guys have been focused on. I think that's what we'll do Sunday, and, you know, hopefully that brings us a victory.
Being a leader in this locker room, I've seen a lot of guys say that they've talked to Mac and said, you know, don't treat this like a rookie season, you know, control this offense. So to me, it seems like he's earned the respect from the guys in the locker room. How has he been able to do that so quickly?
Yeah, I think just being himself. You know, I think as Wiggy knows, in the locker room, no one cares about, you know, where you come from, you know, what school you went to, what you do. Like, no, everyone cares about, do you come in? Are you prepared? Are you ready to play good football? And I think that's what he's done. He's come in. He's been prepared every day. He just put his head down and work. And, you know, I think that's what earns the respect of your teammates, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a free agent, whether you play quarterback or core special teamer. None of that really matters when you talk about gaining the respect of your teammates. It's about your attitude and what you come in and how you perform every day, I think. He's shown that, you know, that's something that's going to be a focus of his, and that's what he wants to do. And it's been great. I think, you know, with all of the rookies that have come in, Perk, Ramon, all of those guys, Mondre, they've come in and they've just worked. You know, even a guy like Bledsoe, who hasn't had opportunity to be out there, he continues to answer questions in the meeting room and be prepared and do those different things. And that's what it takes coming in as a rookie or a new guy.
Hey, Devin, the other day Mac Jones was asked if he was surprised he won the starting job, and he said not really. He's obviously pretty confident in his abilities. From your experience in this league to succeed, how confident do you need to be? And then on the flip side, is there a danger of being overconfident too?
No, I mean, I think that's life. You know, I think anything you do in life, you need to be confident and teeter that line of being confident and not being overconfident where, you know, you don't prepare or you're not ready to go. I think those are the things that can show up. But, you know, being confident all comes down to, are you putting in the work? Are you doing what you need to do? And if you are, then you should have a level of confidence. And I think we have to play the game like that as a team. You know, we're out here working hard throughout training camp preparation this week for the first game. Like, we got to go out there and be confident, play fast, you know, play hard. And I think that comes from your preparation and everything you do. You know, if you go out there and you're confident and you didn't put in the work, you just try to fool yourself. And, you know, I think that's something as a team and individuals we can't do.
Devin, with regard to Cam and Mac, Rob Ninkovich had reported that he had sourcing inside the building that Mac had to help Cam.
Sources.
Bill does not like that, first of all. But that Mac had to help Cam when it came to, still at this point, when it came to learning the playbook. Is that, are you aware of anything like that? Anything that you've seen where there are tutoring sessions going on in Mac's backyard? Anything that you know about?
No, I think you got to get Nico in there, and we got to get him on the show and reveal his sources. Let us know what's going on. My guy Nick's turned into full media sources, and I talked to this source and that source that's high up. I don't know. We gotta ask Nico about that one.
You think he may be fraudulent when it comes to the source that he has in the building?
See, I don't want to start spreading those rumors. I don't know. Nico's a smart guy. He knows that, so I don't know.
Devin, I know you were in a similar situation to Mac Jones in the sense that you were a rookie who came in and had a play right away. Is there any advice that you give, you know, a guy like Mac or even other rookies that have to start right away, that there's a lot of pressure on, especially certain positions, cornerback position, quarterback position? Is there advice that you've been giving to him because you're one of the leaders on the team? Hey, here's what you need to look for as being a young starting player in the NFL.
No, you know, me and him, we've talked about, like, you know, playing safety and the different things, you know, that I read and look at quarterbacks. But as far as like just playing, you know, just be yourself. You know, there's nothing that you can do that is going to change, you know, who you are, or how you play. And I think I know for me, the key was leaning on some of those veteran players and the coaching staff when it comes to information and knowledge throughout the game. And he's already been doing that. So I think he's a guy that, you know, he's a tough critic on himself. So I don't think anyone has to worry about, you know, him, you know, not wanting to do great or different things like that. So it's really just going and playing. And honestly, it's probably not listening to too many people, just going and doing what you normally would do. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes we get so into trying to tell people what to do and people listening that they sometimes psych themselves out. So I've kind of left him alone and let him do what he does, because that's what's worked for him to this point.
Looking at another Alabama quarterback, Tua, this weekend, what's it like preparing for a guy like that as you head into week one?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, Tua presents a lot of challenges, which obviously we saw that second game last year. And I think he's even better as a player when we talk about reading the defense and putting him in the right play. But I think his ability to, you know, find the right play and to create plays on his own. Last year, you know, we blitzed him. He kind of faked the throw, jumped inside, and was able to score a touchdown in the red area. I think that ability to escape and then to make different throws on the field make him tough, and it's something that we got to, you know, be prepared for and do a good job of trying to keep him in the pocket and also executing our coverages.
Since Mac played with him in college, does he give you guys any inside scoop on how to get into his head?
No, not really. We've talked about some of the things that he might be reading and doing from his college days. But, you know, I think a lot changes. Once you get in the NFL, you get different coaching and different things. So we've leaned on him a little bit, but not too much.
Well, you can't taunt guys no more anyways. You throw a 50-yard penalty nowadays, man.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Well, man, you've been in the league a long time, and I know I've been out of the league a long time.
A long time.
But how has it changed just for you to, like, you know, from where you started? And I'm talking more about the officiating, about how you can't taunt or how you can't have fun no more, some of the way defenseless players. Like, how are you really adapted to that and consistently being able to stay on top of it without getting frustrated? I know I would be frustrated.
I think just paying attention to what's going on and not, you know, kind of being blindsided. And, you know, I think even from a style of play from when I first got in the league of, you know, offenses still were running 21 personnel, two backs, you know, things and hard play action. Like, you rarely see that, you know. Like last night, you know, I saw all over Twitter the stats of the game for the quarterbacks. Like, one has 50, one of them has 60 pass. Like, it's a passing league. It's a spread offense. Get people in the open field, quick throw. Like, it's so much of that, you know, and it's so different. I think it's all a part of, if you can have longevity in the NFL, of figuring out how you stick around, how you can still be a good player. You know, I think that's one of the things that you have to figure out as you get older, because like you said, the league continues to change each year.
Devin, full stadium Sunday, first regular season game with a full stadium. Will that make a difference for you guys?
Oh yeah, man, it should be electric in there, the energy. I mean, even, you know, the one preseason game we had, I think was a sign of how much, you know, people miss being in the stadium and all of that energy that was in there. So I'm sure Sunday it'll be packed in there. The fans will be cheering. They'll be ready to go. So it'll be great.
All right. We'll let you get to work. Thanks for being on this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week. Devin McCourty.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
All right, we got to take a break. It is a Patriots Friday here at WEEI. We'll be right back.
This is Patriots Friday
on WEEI.
Coming up this afternoon at 4,
Michael Lombardi joins Merlone and Fourier
as the guys get you set for Patriots and Dolphins.
Patriots Friday continues after this on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.